Good morning, everyone. I declare the meeting open at 8:01 a.m. Welcome to all councillors, staff and members of the public in attendance. We acknowledge the Kanyang people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. Please ensure that mobile phones are switched off or placed on silent for the duration of the meeting. This meeting... Can't hear me? Sorry. Move me closer. Is that better? Not much. Oh, have to shout. Welcome to everyone. You can hear me now? Good. Okay. We acknowledge the Kanyang people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. Please ensure that mobile phones are switched off or placed on silence for the duration of the meeting. This meeting will be audio recorded and made publicly available on the Shire website. Members of the public are reminded that no visual or audio recording of this meeting is allowed without the permission of the presiding member. Councillors are reminded to declare any conflict of interest as they arise in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995. We have all those listed on the agenda in attendance, the councillors and the council officers, and quite a number of members of the public. Welcome. Do we have any apologies? No apologies, thank you. We have no approved leave of absence. We have no request for leave of absence. Item 3, public question time. We have no response to public questions taken on notice. 3.2, public question time. We do have a number of questions. So if I read out the questions, are you happy to read out the answers, Mr. CEO?
Through the chair, yes, I don't mind doing that.
Okay. We have a question from Peter Marshall. As a current ratepayer and one of the former councillors who was a major driver of purchasing the medical centre and installing the then Dr. Michael Mell, what written information can you provide? Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, maybe that could help.
Okay.
We're turning them off.
Okay. Yes, there is a bit of a noise around, isn't there, from the air conditioning? At least it's nice and warm in here. That better?
Yep.
Thanks, Maggie. Okay, we have a question from Peter Marshall. As a current ratepayer and one of the former councillors who was a major driver of purchasing the medical centre and installing the then Dr. Michael Mell, what written information can you provide to me prior to the special meeting to be held at 8 a.m. on Wednesday? Meeting to be held with only 1 week's prior notice, no public consultation, and at 8 a.m. in the morning. I am questioning the transparency of the process. I note that the sale is in inverted commas.
Through the chair, response to that is all information currently available is contained in the agenda report for the special council meeting. No further written information is available at this stage. The meeting has been convened in accordance with the relevant requirements for special council meetings. No formal consultation has occurred as the matter is before council for in principle consideration whether it wishes to explore the future transfer of the Boyabrook medical services to a suitably qualified private medical practitioner or medical practice operator. Any further process will depend on council's decision. The continued provision of local medical services remains the highest priority. The word sale is in quotations because the proposal relates to the potential transfer of the medical practice business, not the sale of the medical centre building or the land for that matter.
Thank you. We have a question from Glenda Moroney. Can all the Shire councillors please explain what advantage there is to a privately run practice, i.e. the cost to clients will increase, fees will be higher, and thus the community folk will go elsewhere?
Through the Chair, the response for that question would be the operation of the medical practice is not a core function of local government, and the objective is to support the long-term sustainability of the medical services through an operator whose primary business is healthcare. One potential advantage of a privately operated practice is that it is a managed, or that it is managed by an organisation whose primary focus, expertise and resources are dedicated to the delivery of healthcare services, including workforce recruitment and retention, clinical governance, compliance and practice management. The Shire has not made any assumptions regarding future fees, charges or service levels, and these would be determined by a future operator.
We have a number of questions from Karina Wilson. Question one, what precisely is proposed to be sold, transferred, leased or otherwise disposed of under this proposal? Why does the CEO's report place the word sale in quotation marks?
Through the Chair response, the proposal before Council is to consider in principle the potential transfer of the medical centre business operations only. The proposal does not relate to the sale of the medical centre, building or the land.
Question two, why has no detailed financial analysis, business case or supporting financial data been provided as an attachment to the item 5.1.2?
Through the Chair, the recommendation before Council is limited to seeking in principle support to further investigate the opportunity to consider the most sustainable long-term operating model for the medical centre while ensuring the community continues to have access to quality healthcare services locally. No formal proposal has been received by the Shire at this stage. Should Council support further investigation and a formal proposal be received, any additional financial analysis considered necessary can be undertaken as part of the future report to Council.
Question three, what is the medical centre's annual operating result excluding depreciation and internal overhead allocations?
Through the Chair, financial information relating to the medical centre is reported through the Shire's annual financial statements and monthly financial reports, which are publicly available on the Shire's website. No separate analysis excluding depreciation and internal overhead allocations has been prepared for the purpose of this report.
Question four, what resolution, briefing, report or direction first authorised or directed the administration to investigate or develop this proposal?
Through the Chair, no previous Council resolution or formal Council direction has been issued in relation to this matter. The Shire has operated the medical centre to ensure continuity of medical services to the community in circumstances where no private operator was available to do so. More recently, the Shire received an inquiry from an experienced regional medical practitioner regarding the potential acquisition and operation of the practice. As a result of that query, the matter has been brought before Council for consideration and in principle support.
Question five, has the proposal been formally assessed against the Strategic Community Plan 2021 to 2031 objective of retaining health and medical services within the community?
Through the Chair, no formal proposal has been received by the Shire. The Strategic Community Plan identifies the importance of facilitating access to health and medical services within the community. The potential transfer of the medical practice to a suitably qualified operator would not of itself alter that objective. The continued provision of local medical services remains one of Council's highest priorities and is a key consideration in the assessment of any future operating model.
Question six. What consultation has been undertaken with the community regarding this proposal?
Through the Chair, no formal community consultation has been undertaken as there is currently no formal proposal before Council. The recommendation seeks only in principle support to further investigate the opportunity. Should the matter progress to a formal proposal, the Shire will follow the required statutory processes.
Thank you. Do we have any further questions from the public? Would you like to take? Thank you.
My name is Neil Timms. I'm at 21 Madams Road in Dinnerup. I've got two questions. Ask them both at the same time. Both relate to item 512, the sale of the medical centre. Question one, how will the sale of the medical centre affect bulk billing currently available to all patients, especially given that private practice GPs in Bridgetown charge a gap fee of $70 even if with a healthcare card? This is unaffordable for most people, especially pensioners and low-income families who will simply avoid seeking medical attention. Question two, while I can appreciate council's potential gain in the short term, there's a greater potential for residents to be disadvantaged in the long term. Would it be therefore prudent to await the outcome of the negotiation with the state government of the FPC rates issued before considering the sale of the medical centre?
Thank you, Neil. Mr CEO, are you happy to answer those questions?
Through the chair, yes, don't have a problem. Probably question number one was answered through the other questions. The council's made no assumption on any fees or charges of any operator that might come into the future, if so. With question two, the report before council's got no regard to the FPC rates issue. It just happens to be coming at the same time. It's more about the practice probably being moved on to a private entity that is professionally suitable to run practice, a medical practice, like a medical practitioner of the sorts.
Thank you. Is there any other questions?
Yeah, no, it's more a comment that, I personally, as Peter Marshall, would fully support, you know, moving into a private enterprise situation where it is managed that way. It's not a core function of council. And the only other comment I'd make, you've certainly got the ratepayers up fairly quickly at 8 o'clock in the morning, but more information at the time would have stopped us having to be as concerned as we are. But no, I think it would be a good idea if it goes that way. Thank you.
Thank you. So this item is for council's approval in principle of the matter, and all the information was provided in the agenda, and it was within the specified timeframes of advertising the meeting. So we advertised it as much as we could on the notice board outside, on the Shire website, on the social media. So thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, Neil. Would you just like to...
Neil Derrick from Dinnerup. I'd like to ask the question to the council. Why has it taken so long for this meeting to occur when a former Shire president in his term of 4 years said that this surgery, doctor's medical centre, had lost nearly $1 million? Now, when you look at Bridgetown, there's 11 doctors over there. They're all privately owned, and there's people are going to bailing up to see a former doctor that was in town here. So I think it's a lot of questions that are going to be answered. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Would you like to answer that, Mr. CEO?
Through the chair, if I could maybe just ask a gentleman just to clarify the question. They didn't quite catch the $1 million loss. If I could just ask you to maybe just repeat that question so I could grasp the question that you're asking, if you don't mind.
Former president in his 4 year term told me, he said that this medical centre made just under $1 million loss in 4 year term. Why has it been so long for this to occur before we've come to this stage? Why hasn't it been handed over to the doctors with a peppercorn lease for them to run it?
So, through the chair, probably two questions in that one there. Firstly, I wouldn't be able to comment on a previous councillor's comments. Don't know what those were about. Secondly, we have always been trying, definitely in my term, trying to get a doctor interested in taking over the practice. We have, as mentioned in the report, had queries from a doctor who is now interested in taking over that practice.
Thank you. Would you like to step up to the microphone and please state your name?
Madam Chairman, Andrew Ball from the Steer Drive. I have a couple of questions, if I may. Sure. My first question in regarding the briefing notes of this meeting, and I have given advance notice to the CEO so that he can actually be in a position to answer the question. I note with some trepidation as part of the briefing notes that we're being told that the loss to council is, and I quote, on average approximately. Now, in regards to on average approximately, if I use that, if my accountant used that term to me, I'd sack the accountant. And secondly, if I used that to the tax department, I'm sure I'd be in a lot of trouble. Could the through the chair, could the CEO please answer, over the last 3 years, what is the loss from the medical centre to the council? That's my first question, please.
Okay, thank you.
Through the chair, the exact losses over the past 3 years, financial year of 22-23, council lost $149,133. 23-24, $118,971. 24-25, $191,427.
Thank you very much. My second question, later on in the briefing notes, it states words to the effect that if a different accounting method was used in private practice, that the medical centre would operate at a far less of a loss or indeed a small profit. I'm just a simple man. Could you please explain what pixie dust would need to be used to turn, just using last year's $149,000 loss, into a potential profit?
Mr. CEO.
Through the chair, just to clarify, last year's loss wasn't 149, it was actually 191,000. With the pixie dust, unfortunately, the Local Government Act accounting standards are completely different to private practice, and there are issues, or not issues, there are items that council has to account for in the accounting terms, which private practices don't have to.
Sorry, point of clarification. Sure. What would be those practices that private enterprise don't have to account for, please?
Through the chair, I'll take those on notice.
Sorry, I don't understand the question. What is the difference? You stated that council has a different policy, but you don't understand the private enterprise policy. Is that why we've taken that on notice through the chair?
It's not a different policy. It's different accounting practices. Mr. CEO, would you like to elaborate on that?
Through the chair, unless one of the financial guys are happy to answer that. Otherwise, we'll take it on notice. There are differences, and I don't want to be putting false or wrong information out there what those differences are. Happy to put them up at the next council meeting so everybody can see them.
So we'll follow that up with the finance experts so that we can make sure that the answer is correct. Is there any other questions? Sure.
Madam Chairman, if I may, Andrew Ball again. Many previous doctors have, and we've had a litany of previous doctors, and I can understand the community's concern regarding the way in which the practice has been managed. We've had a litany of doctors come through. We've also had a litany of failed practice managers who have had to be moved on and or shuffled. All right. Dr. Michael Mell, whom I'm sure that many people are aware of, who was here for a number of years under the council ownership scheme, stated that if the community was to sell the practice and for any reason that particular doctor moved out, we'd never regain, right, the council would never take over this process again. So my question is to the chair, right, if that was to happen, right, where would we be?
So the council are committed to ensure that there is a medical practice operating in the Shire of Whitebrook. So I don't know, I can't comment on what Dr. Mel has said. Would you like to expand on that, Mr. CEO?
Through the chair, if I may, just to correct Andrew there, no medical managers were moved on because they were failed practice managers. We've been quite lucky to have very good practice managers in the past, and they've moved on for their own reasons. So just to clarify, none of them were moved on because of failed practice managers. Yeah, I suppose the proof is in the pudding. When practice couldn't be taken over by a previous doctor, council did step in to take on the practice. It'll be up to council again to decide if something like it might happen in the future if they do that. But I think it's pretty clear in our community strategic plan that whilst it says we want to facilitate medical services, I'm sure council will take the provision of medical services pretty seriously if something like that does have to happen in the future, if council decides to move the practice on or transfer the practice to a private individual.
Thank you, Andrew.
My apologies for being late. Being a work day, it was hard to be here at 8 o'clock. My question, obviously, you've council or council representatives have gone down the track of discussing with this potential suitor taking over the practice. What, if any, price has been put on the purchase of the medical practice?
Mr. CEO.
Through the chair, at this stage it's only been verbal inquiries as to whether or not the practice would be available, hence the report's only requesting in principle support. No further discussions has been had with the potential doctor who wants to look at taking it over.
So the item will come back to council for consideration. This is for in principle support. Is there any other questions? Okay. Thank you. Item 4, declarations of interest. Do we have any declarations of interest? No. Reports of officers. Item 5.1.1, proposed budget amendment to allow urgent repairs at the swimming pool. We'll take the officer recommendation as read to transfer funds for the urgent repairs of the swimming pool. Do I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Hack, seconded Councillor Ingalls. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Hack?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I would. I support the proposed budget amendment to allow urgent repairs to the Boyartbrook swimming pool. It is very important to get the repairs done quickly so that the pool is ready to open in the summer. And it needs to be done properly so that it does not have to be drained a second time. I understand that public swimming pools everywhere run at a loss, but that the benefits to the community far outweigh the financial burden. We need country kids to learn to swim so that they are safe around farm dams and creeks. There have been several drowning tragedies in our shire, and there may have been more if not for the importance our community has placed on water skills. We can be proud to have been the first pool in the state to bring in preschool swimming lessons after one of these tragedies. Thank you, Mr. Millington. Other benefits include swimming classes for both the BBDHS and St Mary's, swimming club, aquarobics, early morning lap swimmers, and plain just having fun and cooling off on a hot day. As a retired physio, the health benefits of exercising in water cannot be overestimated. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Ingalls?
Yes, certainly would. Yes, I'm totally in agreement with Councillor Hack. It is a vital asset to the shore of a swimming pool. Like you say, people learn to swim there. I see David Millington over there. I think he put up with me for quite a few years and a lot of his cohorts down there teaching us to swim and teaching you the value of a life as well. So, it's very important. So I think we should be doing what we can to make sure that's open for this summer and continued supporting it. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Speakers for? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 5.1.2, consider the sale of the medical centre. The officer recommendation reads that Council supports in principle the sale transfer of the Boyartbrook Medical Services practice to a suitable qualified and experienced medical practitioner or medical practice operator, subject to legal advice and compliance with Section 3.58 of the Local Government Act 1995, where applicable. Point 2 requires that any proposed sale term includes appropriate service continuity, patient records, privacy obligations in accordance with applicable Commonwealth and state legislation, employee transition, asset transfer, lease licence, and community access protections. Point 3 requires that a further report to be presented to Council before any final sale, transfer, lease or disposal decision is made. Do I have a mover for that motion, please? Councillor Ingalls, sorry. A seconder? Councillor Hack? Would you like to speak to the motion, Councillor Ingalls? Of course, yes, yes. Could I have a mover for suspending standing orders, please? Councillor Moore, seconded. Councillor Hack, all those in favour? Carried. Fire away.
Just from listening to everybody's point of view and the letters that have come through, I think what is scaring people is that we're going to sell the practice, we're going to give away what it is, but what I think we should be changing the wording in this to investigate the future of the medical centre to get the best possible outcome for the community of Boyartbrook, whether it's going to be a private practice or we continue to run it the same. I think that's the main thing here is that people have got a bit sort of sceptical about it because we are an ageing population and you cannot go without a community, a medical centre or a hospital in the small town of Boyartbrook. So I think maybe we should reword it, if we can do that, to say that we're investigating to, and if the proposal doesn't suit what the council want or the community wants, then we won't go ahead with it. But it will definitely, it's worth investigating because if people have skin in the game, they seem to run a business better. And it's not just a save money for the Shire. It's definitely to do the benefit of the community. So if I would like to, if we could change the wording or just make it more appropriate that people don't get scared and think we're hanging them out to dry and not going to end up with a medical centre.
Yeah, that is obviously a concern of the community. But this is to support the sale or transfer in principle. So it's not a decision to actually sell.
So
we will get all the legal stuff sorted out. It's covered in the other points in here. Would you like to expand on that, Mr. CEO?
Through the chair, if I could just elaborate on that one, it is only in principle support. So both from our side as well as the, I don't want to say the proposal, the discussions with the doctor we've had, we didn't really want to get into any further until we knew council would potentially look at it. If council, depending on what the decision is yet today, then we'd start investigating and discussions will take more discussions will take place with the doctor who's interested in taking on the practice. To follow the section 3.58, we've got to do another 2 reports to council. It's also got to be advertised, so there's still quite a long process it's got to be following. Hence, we've decided to go with the in principle first before we even spend time and gathering information on something that may never happen.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions? Councillor Hack.
Well, it's not really questions. Thank you, Madam Chair. I support in principle the sale of the Boyup Brook Medical Services practice subject to legal advice and compliance with section 3.58 of the Local Government Act.
Councillor Hack, you can speak in favour of the motion.
Later?
Yes, okay. Yes, you can. Yep. Did you have any questions regarding the item?
Sorry, Councillor.
Oh, you have to, sorry, microphone. Can everyone hear Councillor Hack? No. Helen, can you bring your microphone? Must be a Helen thing. You can't hear us, come on.
Will visiting health professionals stay on if the practice is sold?
Thank you, Ms. CEO.
Through the chair, I'm probably not be able to answer that one because if it is transferred to a private doctor, it will be up to that doctor to decide on that. But considering that's part of the business practice at the moment, one would hope that would be. What we could do if we do get to that stage, we could put conditions in the transfer that certain things have to, or the status quo of the practicing or visiting practitioners has to remain.
I would personally think that they would retain those and possibly, hopefully, attract a few more professionals, medical professionals. Is there any other questions?
Yes.
Thank you.
Chair,
John?
I'm curious as to how the timeline for how this we arrived this week. I mean, I know you explained it, but with it's just coincidence of having the work done on the building. And, we all got some fear that we lose medical support through the hospital and through the surgery because they're sort of linked so much together. So if there's any sort of process that is involving the hospital in this decision-making, are we to be aware of that?
I'm not sure what your actual question is.
The medical support for the hospital comes from the medical
practice. Yeah.
So in the advent that suddenly the doctor practice has lost that, so equal footing in the eyes of the council, because now the council's not running the show per se, and not that you did directly, but maybe indirectly there was a perception. So now that it seems a very unique situation that we have this unique little hospital, great little practice. We've got one doctor and a nurse apparently just left last week. So I'm really nervous for the type of people we'll get in there for the going forward and having security of good support, good professionals coming through. The building's in good condition. I'm sure that anybody coming in who's obviously approached the council to say, oh, look, I'd be interested in the practice. They want to. So these commercial interests suddenly take a stronger view in the terms of no one can really explain where the hospital and the doctors are in the sense of they're physically different buildings, but they're integrated processes. So I'm nervous about that, and in that whoever, I don't know the hospital's dynamics, I don't know the board that runs it, whether it's integrated with the council or local government, but we haven't sort of seen how that integrates into this proposal or what their advice is or others.
Can you answer that question, if it's a question?
I'll try and answer that one, and please, councillor, if I'm not giving you the correct answer, just...
Okay.
So firstly, no, we haven't discussed this with the hospital in the first instance. It's a totally separate issue to the hospital. The doctors and the hospital have a private contract between them. Council doesn't, or the Shire doesn't get involved. We're actually not allowed to get involved with them. It's completely separate contracts between doctors and them. I suppose for any practice to be able to be financially viable in this town, they would have to work with the hospital in any case. But again, that's a private contract with them. The current doctors don't have to work for the hospital. If they don't want to enter into a contract with them, they don't have to.
That was the grey area for me. Didn't understand that component.
Yeah, so even we employ the doctor at the practice. Mm-hmm. It's the doctor that then goes to the hospital and enters a contract with them individually. We don't have any insight into that. That is completely a private arrangement between the hospital and the doctor.
Okay. Are you happy with that answer?
It makes me realise it's clear as mud anyway. The whole thing is that they're integrated systems, and it's just the buoyancy of it depends on the health of the practice and the health of the medical service and their support. You know, it's the only worry. I'm 72. My birthday today. Thank you very much. And I would think that for the first 50 years, I didn't really care about practices. Now that I'm in the last 20 years, we do need security as a senior citizen in a small town of that we'll have delivery of service. And last year, when the doctor went away for a week or 6 weeks, we had no service. It's a big impact on the town.
Mm.
So if a doctor if anybody comes in here and they're thinking, like this particular doctor apparently wasn't aware that we were having this consideration today.
Through the chair, if I may just answer
sure.
that. That's completely wrong.
Okay.
I will discuss that comment with the doctor straight after this meeting, because the doctor and the entire practice has been very aware of these discussions going on.
All right. Well, then that makes me feel confident that we're dealing in the right way then.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there any other questions? Are you happy to move out of committee? Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Ingalls, seconded Councillor King. All those in favour? Carried. Okay, so we have a mover and a seconder for the motion. Would the mover like to speak to the motion?
I would like to speak for the motion. I just think it's an opportunity that we can investigate and then make an informed decision as more information comes along after investigating to make sure it's right for the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Would the seconder like to speak to the motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. I do support in principle the sale of the Boyup Brook Medical Services practice subject to legal advice and compliance with Section 3.58 of the Local Government Act. It is not the role of local government to run any business which could be owned and operated privately. The Boyup Brook Shire quite rightly stepped in 20 years ago to provide a medical service when Dr. Tony Lee retired after being unable to sell his practice. The Shire purchased the building from Tony Lee's wife Cynthia and proceeded to attract doctors to the town with lucrative salary packages, which included car, house, gardener, house cleaning, payment of school fees, daycare fees, and often work for a spouse as well. In my physiotherapy practice, I worked alongside Dr. Mel, Dr. Luck, Dr. Gaia, Dr. Duronchi, and Dr. Chawara, and I can assure you that they all made an excellent living. However, despite so much hard work, the Shire has continued to make a financial loss, with its hands tied by the onerous complexities of the Local Government Act and layers of red tape which simply do not apply to a private business. No one expected this to go on for 20 years, and the cost of supplying this service to the community has grown into hundreds of thousands of dollars. I have no doubt that with the client base in Boyup Brook and the extra income the doctors make from the hospital and the Citizens Lodge, that a privately run medical practice will be profitable and will be able to provide the same excellent service to our community. I believe that our Shire budget, which is under extreme pressure, will be much healthier with the sale of the practice. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone that would like to speak against the motion? Speakers for? Councillor Moore.
I'd like to agree with Councillor Hack. Thank you for your very informative proposal. Yeah, the council has supported the medical centre for a very long time. It is very costly. Perhaps 20 years ago, the council was in a stronger financial position. The cost of doing business has risen significantly over recent years. And I believe that if a private practitioner can run the medical centre at a profit, it's perhaps best for the community and best for the Shire.
Thank you. Speakers against? Speakers for? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you. Item 6, there being no further business, the meeting is closed at 8:42 a.m. Thank you for attending.
I'd like to ask a question about this room's door. I just inspected it this morning before I came to this meeting.